Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's good to see you here. For the ones that's here person or that's going to be here after the live, I appreciate everybody for coming on and spending some time with me. I'm trying to get some of this great new information I have here today. We are in for a treat. I think I say that every time, but we actually are. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord, what is going on with my life here? What is going on? Oh, my goodness, this thing keeps popping on and off. Am I good, you guys? Can you guys see me? I don't know what's going on with my life here today. But I guess I do have some great information that keeps going off on me, huh? Oh, my goodness. We are going to talk a little bit. I want to spend some time talking about how are we going to create our new reality. I have been out looking for a store. I know the last show we talked a little bit about building our own, getting our own community store. I have been out looking, and it's promising. I do have something. I did put up a website as far as the New Beginning Community Store, and that's what we're going to call it, the New Beginning Community Store. I think that's a good name. What do you think? Okay, I'm good on your end. Okay, 504, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, we're going to call it a New Beginning, which is what we are doing, a New Beginning, right? Okay. New Beginning Community Store, that's what we're calling it. I want to talk to also about, I'm going to put the GoFundMe, because I did do a GoFundMe, because guess what, you guys? I cannot do this by myself. I know we say we want stuff, but we have to actively want it. we have to actively go out and get it. There's somebody that's going to give us a loan to do anything. I talked to one guy at his, you know, place. He wanted a really nice amount of money. I mean, it wasn't a lot. It was, you know, $500 a month, which is great, but he needed work on the place. I don't have money to work on his, you know, his store. And I asked him, I said, well, you know what you're working with in this area. You know, it is a black area. And I said, and you know a lot of black folks don't have a whole lot of money to put down and fix up and all this stuff. I said, this is your building. I said, why don't you fix it up? And I'll write a contract or I'll sign a contract stating that I'll take it for 3 years, possibly more, just trying to make sure I could do a five-year contract. But like I said, I don't want to do any of this by myself. If I have a group of people that can help me, that's good. We did talk a little bit about it last week as far as our new community store / clinic. We're going to start with a store. We're going to have places in there for people to rent spaces. We're going to look for vendors, and each vendor will pay. I'm just, you know, putting some figures out there. I'm not sure. I'm thinking $50 a month, $60 a month, if that's what you want to do. And the places usually is going to have groceries on one side, and if somebody wants to have activities, if they want to have, like, shoes, they want to sell gym shoes, they want to sell toys, they want to sell whatever, that'll be on the other side. And then there's another building connected to this building, and we can do a clinic next to that. So we'll have doctors come there. We'll have a doctor in there one day a week starting out, and then we'll have another, we'll have a dentist in there, we'll have a lawyer in there. So each day, one of them could take a day. Let me read your comment. Yes, we have to want it to be serious about it. You know what, 504, a lot of people, I'll put that on there. A lot of people say that they want stuff, but as soon as they have to come up off of some money, they don't want to do it. But my thing is, if I do a GoFundMe, you can put $10 here, $10 here. If everybody put in, what, $5, $2, I don't care. If you got a dollar, put it in. I'm just saying we have to start somewhere. We cannot say we want to do or say we want to have stuff and we don't do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's really up to us what – if we're going to be free, it's going to be up to us. It's not going to be up to Biden. It's not going to be up to anybody else but us. So we have to want stuff. We have to go out and get it. And we can do this. If I can sit up here and I can go and get a GoFundMe that quick, and I went out looking for some builders. I went in there today to look at one, I told you. And like I said, it needed some work, needs carpet, you know, needs some work. And I'm trying to convince him to do the work. That's a great price. $500 is not bad at all, I don't think. I think it's doable if we do it together. I did put a GoFundMe, and I am going to put it in the comments after we get done with the show because I don't think I can put it in here. I don't think I can put it in right now. You know what? I tried, but I don't think I can do it right now. I don't think I can. But come back and it'll be in the comments. How about that? When I do YouTube, it'll be in the comments there. Let me give you my phone number for anybody that wants to call in. I think I keep freezing. I don't know why. I hope I'm not, you know, I hope it's not the computer acting crazy. Because at the last minute, I had to download some things, and I don't know why I had to do that again. So. But we're going to go on into a stop. Blog Talk, 563-999-3682. Again, if anybody wants to call in to Blog Talk and have some comments or questions, please do so, 563-999-3682. Okay? We talk a good game, you guys, family. We talk a good game. We talk about how tired and mad we are about the police brutality. We talk about, you know, we talk about a whole lot of crazy stuff, right? But we do nothing. Here's an opportunity. I went out, I'm doing the work, here's an opportunity to help. I can't do it, I'm not even going to try to do it by myself. I figured if we started off small with the GoFundMe, I can, you know, put down something on a building, and that'll be a start. And then once I get my vendors, if my vendors come forth and they say, hey, I want to, you know, I want to sell cakes, or I want to sell some gym shoes, I want to sell some toys. I want to also talk to you guys about, say, for instance, if you want to put if you want to do like a drop shipment, if you want to do a web page, you can sit there with your web page and you can show, say, for instance, you have a computer and you want to do drop shipment. Drop shipment is where you go and get a website, which is through Shopify. And I'm going to tell you, Shopify charges like, I think it was $30 when I did it. Shopify charges $30 a month, but you don't have to pay any money up front. You can actually do it for free for 14 days to 30 days. I think it used to be 30 days. I don't know if it's down to 14 days or not. Okay. So we can, you can, that's another, one way to do it. Another way is, now just understand, if you do it through Shopify, you don't have to touch any of the equipment. Okay. You don't have to, you know, say for instance, if you want a toy store, an online toy store, you can do that right now. You can, and there is a place called AliExpress. Okay. And that's where a lot of people get their merchandise from. Okay. And it is in China. So, you know, it'll take a while to get here, but it, you're not going to ever touch it. They'll order, you put it on your website, they'll order it through you, and you'll pay them, you'll order it through them, and they'll ship it to that person. That's how, that's what drop shipment is. So if this is something that you guys want to do, it's easy. You go through Shopify, and then you'll need a domain, which is you go and you say, okay, I need a name, then you're going to pay for a name, and that'll cost you maybe $20 for a year, $15 for a year, probably not even that much, just I'm guessing, okay, last time I think I paid $10 for a year, and that doesn't cost, so altogether you'll spend maybe about $40, but not today, because the $10 will be for today to do the domain, okay, that'll go with Shopify, but your Shopify you can have for, I think, 14 days to 30 days, I'm not sure which one. But I'm just saying, if you want your online business, family, this is a great way of doing it. I'm just putting it out there. I think if we're going to say that we want to do something, we have to actually, and you know I'm about it. If you say you want to do something, I'm going to work it. I think I found a couple places, so I'm just trying to see where, hey, welcome, Andre, welcome. We're talking about owning. We're talking about getting your own business. We're talking about the GoFundMe. We're talking about the New Beginning Community Center. It's going to be a community store, and that's what we called it. We ended up calling it the New Beginning. So anybody, I'll put my Gmail in the comments, and if you want to participate, feel free, you can participate. I'll put the GoFundMe in there. If you want to drop $5, $10, whatever, I don't have no stipulations, everything helps. I'll show you the address, everything will be transparent, we'll get a website for it, everything will be transparent. But if we say that we want to do something, family, it is up to us. We cannot say we want to do something, then when it's time to do it, we do nothing. So either we want to do it or we don't. That's your choice. So, and I'm sitting here, I'm trying to show people, different people, how we can get started. You know, you can do an online business through Shopify, which is, like I said, $30, and you'll get a $10 domain. It's between $10 and $20, is not that much, but no money out of your pocket, except for today, your domain, which is, I'm thinking, $10 for a year, okay? But it's up to you. It's up to you how you want to do it, okay? We talk and we talk and we talk, but we never do anything. It's time for us talk is done. I'm done talking. I mean, when I saw what they did to Interface C, and we're trying, this is a dude that's trying to get us free, okay? He's actually doing the work, and they're trying to shut him down. I don't have no, I'm tired of, I want to hurt America so bad. I want to pull my money away. And as soon as we set it up, we can pull our money away, and we can start this community networking across the nation. Okay, if you want to stay in America, you got to find a way to stay. But the only way for us to really get away from racism is to leave the continent. I'm serious. And I know we have Chinese there, but there's certain areas where in Africa there is no white people. I'm just saying. South Africa is the worst. I wouldn't even touch South Africa. I'd rather stay here in America than deal with them crackers over there. I'm just saying. So if this is something that you guys want to do, we can get – I'm going to take pledges. And I think with the community, it's going to take a community. I'm not thinking if everybody can pledge $5, $10, whatever, $15, I don't care. If you do it once a month, 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, once a month, it doesn't matter. But I think if we say we're going to do it, then we need to do it. If we're going to be about it, let's be about it. We can talk all day long, but when it really comes down to it, are we serious or not? If we're serious, we can worry with it. If we're not serious, okay, but let's stop talking about it. Let's stop complaining about it. Let's stop with all the nonsense. If we are going to do this, then we should be doing it. We have to put our foot down, and we have to go for it, okay? I did the GoFundMe, and like I said, I'm calling it a new beginning. Now, if you guys want to change the name, we can, but I figured if we can start here, we can start right here, and then if somebody lives in South Carolina, you want me to talk you through it? I'm going to do a business license on Monday. I'm just trying to find something that we, how we, if we don't do it. You know, I keep saying that because we talk a good game, but when it comes down to it, people be looking at me like, and I'm like, you want to do this, right? Because they would know I'm not one to sit here and talk. I don't have time. This is wasting time if I'm going to just sit here and talk all day. If I'm going to do a YouTube channel, I am going to be about what I say. And you know, if you want to do it, let's do it. But if not, you want to be entertained? Okay, we can entertain you too. But I think we get enough entertainment with KKK, racist KKK murdering our children. I think that's enough entertainment right there. I'm just saying. Enough of all of this crazy, you know, well, we're going to do this and we're going to, well, okay. Well, let's see. I did the work. Just trying to see who's interested, who's not. If you're not interested, that's cool. If you are, okay, there it is. Let me see. I'm trying to see. I did make some notes. I just kind of wanted to come. I didn't want to be on here all day. I just wanted to kind of throw some things at you, what we were trying to do. I think my husband's coming. Got to make a run, but I'm going to do this first. I know somebody asked me why I didn't start with more, and I said no. I just wanted to start, do the 5,000, and that'll be for I want to pay up the rent for a year. That's what I really want to do. And then if we have, you know, whatever's left, or I mean, if we pay it up for 6 months, that'll be cool too. And then what we can do also is to I want to look and see where we can find like canned goods, where we can find the food to put into the community store. Now, if you guys have information on that, I'll take it. You can put it in the comments, and I'll check into it. All you have to do is drop the address. But I am going to look and see. I think there is a black-owned grocery store in Georgia that I want to contact. I think that's where it is, and I want to see where they're getting their food from. There is other stores, but I don't want to. I strictly want to deal with us. If we're going to spend our money, we're going to do a community store, then we are going to spend with us. Okay? I'm not going to buy from any other culture but us. I'm just saying. I'm tired of spending my money with white folk and they treat us like dirt. Just like Biden, you did a vote, you voted for him, and he didn't give anybody of a position, like a director's position of handling money. Okay, so that shows you what he thinks about black people. He's appeasing black people right now. But whatever, I'm so done with that part. We did talk about running for office. If you have anybody on here or financially, we can support them. If you feel like you want to run for mayor, we will support that. I think it's time for us to support us and us to do for us and us to really get serious about some things. If we are ever going to be done with racism, or I'm not saying racism, I'm saying if we're going to be done tolerating and integrating with them, I think it's going to be up to us. Just like I saw that young kid who was 18 and the 32-year-old woman who he slept with, and obviously, I don't know if she got pregnant by him, but I saw that earlier and it hurt my heart because we're still not talking and telling our sons about these Beckys that they're dangerous. We're not informing our children, especially our sons, who's messing around with these Karens and Beckys, that they're off limits, okay? And that's so sad because this young man who's 18, she said he raped her, and now he's going jail. I'm just saying, he just graduated, and on the graduation picture, she's there, and she's W-W-W, you know, so how do you rape somebody, or she's at your graduation, she's hugged up with you, she's 32 years old, now you're saying he raped her, so how does she get away with that? But my thing is, they can't, because they're in America, and I say so, and I'm white. I'm just saying, so family, we have to start teaching our boys, we have to start teaching our own children. And we have to start reiterate that they are off the limits. Leave these Beckys alone. Leave these Beckys alone. People talk to me and they get upset because I say that. Oh, you know, you're speaking racism. I don't care what you call it. If I had a son, I would tell him the same thing. They're dangerous. Don't bring one to my house. Leave them alone. And I'm serious. We're not being stern enough. You know, we always want to say, oh, black and brown, blah, blah, blah. But brown people never talk about black people. They never include us in anything that they do. They never talk about black people. We are the only ones that want to incorporate brown people in our conversation, okay? I'm not, you know, I'm just, whatever. Brown people have enough people fighting for them. Black people are the only ones that don't have anybody in their corner. We have each other, and we're all we got, and we defend us. We are in our corner. But it really pisses me off when I see different comments made, you know, certain things. So I guess a guy, he was on Facebook, and I guess he shot somebody that was coming into his house, and the person turned around and ran, and he ran after him, shot him. And the person, I don't know if the person died or not, but somebody was saying, oh, you know, that's not called self-defense. You know, we always have something very negative to say about each other. And this Willie Lynch syndrome is working so well with us. White folks don't even have to say anything. We tear each other down. We just, whatever, just present a situation, and, you know, somebody going to go in negatively on us, on each other. We do that all the time, and I hate it. I don't understand it. It makes me sick to my stomach. I don't understand why we have to do that. But we do. But that's another story another day. We have to start supporting ourselves, you guys. It's not like we have anybody else in our corner, and the people that you think are for you are not. The people that you think are your friends, they are not. The people that you are trusting the most are not your friends. And Willie Lynch shows us that. And you have to understand, you have to understand that Willie Lynch, he was real, and he was literally a guy that was sent out to brainwash black people, black slaves, into believing that, distrusting that you distrust your own and look to nobody but white folk, because you trust nobody but white folk. That's how they have us trained. That's how we still are trained, and this is how we still proceed today. Now, it's wrong. We have to start, and I'm not even, you know what, I've gotten to a point now that I can't even blame slavery for a lot of our craziness. I cannot even blame, we can't blame slavery from now on. We can't keep blaming slavery. You know it's a problem. You see it's a problem. Fix it. We don't know it's a problem. We'll know it's an issue. We'll know that it's something that needs to be fixed. We won't fix it. Why? I don't understand that. If you know that there is an issue, why don't we take care of that issue? Why don't we do the work? Why don't we do what we need to do in order to make it better? But we won't. We have to create our own reality, and it's going to be up to us if we're going to be free. It's going to be up to us. Now, we can sit up here all day long and complain about them killing us, but if you don't hurt them where it will hurt them the most in their pockets, guess what? They're not going to do anything different. If we get to a place where we are taking our money, we pull our money away, say, for instance, now Christmas is coming up. Just say, like, for instance, somebody built a website, and they have toys on that website, and we go to that website and we order those toys, okay? I'm just saying. What happens to that dollar? That dollar, you're taking it away from them. You're hurting their pockets, and I guarantee you they'll come to the black community and say, hold on, something's going on here. What do we need to do to give you a seat at the table? No, we don't want a seat at your table. We have our own table, and we don't want you at our table, period. So, no, you can't do anything but stop killing us. That's the only thing you can do for us right now. Stop killing us, because we're going to close that wealth gap ourselves, okay? I still do believe in reparations. I still do want my reparations. But until they give it to us, guess what? It's going to be us to come together and create our own reality. It's going to be us coming up with different websites, coming up with different businesses. If you have money for a business, then you can, hey, welcome. Guess what? You're right. But guess what? We're going to have to, sometimes you got to turn that TV off. I don't even watch a lot of TV. I guess this is why I think how I think. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of news. You're going to have to watch. I watch a lot of black media, black news. I listen to Jason Black. I listen to Professor Truth. I love Professor Truth. I love him. And there's some other black people that I listen to, Voice Watkins, financially, but I think, you know, he still got some things that, you know, he needs to, you know, do as far as black wealth and stuff, but I don't do a lot of news, but I think we're all we got, Satya. If we don't do this, nobody is going, we'll never be free. We can sit up here all day long, and we can say, oh, Biden this, and we can say president this, and we can look to the president to do what he's going to show black people just what he's working with. You fail to realize we voted in a man that hated black people. We vote for a long time and still does. We voted for a man that has a record of putting black people in jail. We voted for a man that wrote a law that put black men in jail for a bag of weed and gave them a life sentence. I'm just saying. These are the laws that he wrote, and he called them Biden's law. But we gave him a pass. We'll give white folk a pass in a minute, but we won't give our own brother and sister a pass, okay? Right now, we need to pass. Right now, we're the ones that need to do group economics, because if we're going to do anything, it's going to take us It's going to, more if you by yourself, you can't, you can do something, but you can't do as much as you could if you had help. Okay. So my thing is, if we want to do something different, it's going to be up to us. And I'm going to keep saying that. Because it's really true. We want to sit up here and complain, but don't put skin in the game. No. And then you wonder, well, why are we still, why are we being treated the way we're being treated? Why they talk to us? Why they treat, you know, why they do what they do? Because they can. Because you don't, you're not, it's almost like we're not smart enough to do anything different. We know that there's an issue, but we'll keep going, hit the same wall, and go back and sit down, you know, after all of this, all the marching we did this summer, okay? What changed? Nothing. We got a Brianna Law. So freaking what? A Brianna Law. Let's arrest her. Was the police officer arrested? No. The district attorney, was he arrested? Because Daniel Cameron should be arrested. I'm just saying. And what changed? Are the police officers defunded? No. Are they dismantled? No. That is what the focus is right now, dismantle and defund the KKK racist KKK in blue. That should be right now. That's all that's coming out of our mouth. Defund the KKK in blue and dismantle them. Okay? And I seen one family, it bothered me so bad because I guess somebody had just got shot by the police, and they're on the news talking about we don't want the police to be arrested. We're not holding him. You know, we don't want him to be arrested. We don't want him charged with murder. And, you know, they blamed it on the training. Okay. I'm done. I'm so over black. I'm so over some black people. That makes no sense. And I think they had a black attorney, and that was his idea. Well, did you? I don't know if anybody's seen that. It's like the brother said, we are conditioned, cause, and point. Yes. Yes. Complaining about good and services and then go right back to them. Yes, we do. You know, just like they'll kick you out of Victoria's Secret Day. I've seen where they kicked you out of Starbucks, and I go there now, and I see black folks in Starbucks and Victoria's Secret, and I'm like, wow, really? They kick you out, and you go back screaming and shouting. Oh, you go to punch it out, just fighting, trying to get back in there to spend your money and give them your hard-earned money. That is so crazy. Make it make sense, family. Make it make sense. I can't with you guys. I can't. But I did do the GoFundMe. So my thing is, if we want to do this, here's our opportunity. We can't talk. We cannot talk about it and not do it. It's up to us. If we're going to do this, we're going to make it happen. And I'm hoping it'll catch on in other areas. I'm hoping South Carolina will do the same thing. Virginia will do the same thing. And we got so many cities like Dumfries, Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, close to D.C. We got Annandale. We got Tyson's Corner. We have so many other states that can do this nationwide. Don't let this be the only area where we have a black community store. No, we can build one. Septeria, you can do one in your area. 504, Andre, you can do one in your area. We can all start in our own areas and build our reality. It's up to us. If this is going to catch on, it's going to be up to us to do it. Okay? I understand, but guess what? We've been trying to work on us, so now the ones that got it got to move forward, and the other ones will join. That's why I really believe. Septeria, we can spend the next 20 years working on us. We have to move forward. The ones that got it, we move forward, and the ones that want it will come and join, and they'll learn from us. But we can't wait. I mean, we cannot wait, just sit and wait until other people get it. No, once they see us doing it, guess what? They'll jump on the bandwagon because they always do. Everybody just sit back and wait on the next person to do something. As soon as they do something, they're going to talk a little bit. But if they see us keep doing it, just like the one family that bought the 19 family that bought the 100 acres of land, guess what? They're making it happen, right? You know, a couple people say what they want to say, but they're doing it. We have to step out and do it just like they're doing it. And there's other people that's going to go and get some 90-day family members, 90-day friends, and they're going to buy some more land, might be next door or across the street or in another city, and do the same thing. It's going to take us actively doing it, and others will see that it's succeeding before others will join. But they will join. But we can't just sit up and wait. No, I'm not willing to sit up and wait. We can't. We can't save everybody. You're right. We won't save everybody. But we're going to save the ones that we can. And the ones that want to, jump on the bandwagon. Let's get busy. We got work to do. And that's what I tell people. Nationwide, we can start with one store. Then we can start on another one in another community. Okay, we'll have enough money collected to where we can start 4 or 5. So I'm just saying, if you guys are ready to do it, we can do it. GoFundMe is up. I'll put it in the comment section, and we can make it happen. It's time to do some. It's time to do the work. It's time to do the work. I did go out today, talk to a guy. I saw actually 3 properties. So we just decide which one we want to do, which one, which place. We got one that's really needing work. He wanted like $500 a month, but need a little work. So I'm just kind of, I don't know, just depending on how much money we collect. If we collect enough, we might can do a little bit of the work and still pay the money. Excuse me. So I'm just saying. But if we're going to do anything different, it's going to start with us. Everybody's waiting on everybody else to do it. Everybody looking at it, well, what you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do? And everybody said, well, I'm going to do this. Okay, well, let me see what you're doing so far. Let me see what you're doing so far. Just like everybody had something to say about NFAC, he was doing the work. I keep telling people, he was doing the work. Everybody being negative on his and I've been seeing a lot of stuff on Facebook about him. And I'm telling people, I'm saying, y'all being negative, but I don't see nobody. I didn't see anybody else bringing 3,000 black folks together. What? You know they had to do something about that Negro. You know they had to do something about him. You know they were going to do it. You know they were going to do something. You know they weren't going to sit up there and let this dude go globally, which he is globally already. He's global already. I'm just saying. So now they're going to come against your brother and bring up some trumped-up charges that don't even matter. But my thing is, we damn if we do, we damn if we don't. He bringing up, he's coming up trying to build a new defense, right? Trying to hold the police accountable. Now, you've been abusing us, you've been murdering us, and you don't want us to do anything. You want us to just sit back, take it, and shut up about it, and whatever. Even a dog, if you abuse him too much, is going to turn around and bite you. If you're abusing a dog, he's going to bite you at some point. He's going to come out fighting out that corner, right? Okay, what do you expect us to do? You think we're going to just sit up here and just keep on letting you kill us for free? No. He was trying to build a defense. Yes. Okay. Yes. 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 See what you can. Yes. And we can. You can do that. We can be involved in the GoFundMe together. And I started out with 5. Okay. And that can cover both spots. I mean, the more we collect, I'll give you the website. You can go in there, and I'll give you the code and stuff, and we can work together on this GoFundMe. You have people you can send it to. And now I don't care. People at work, on my job, on your job, just tell them what we're trying to do. And you can send out the link to them. And the more we get, the merrier. You'll have the passcode just like I do. And we'll go in there and we'll work it together. And hopefully we'll collect enough so you can do it in your area. Okay? And I know it's a much needed. I don't know if you know Riza Islam. Maybe you can get with him and he'll help you. Or I don't know if you know him or not, or you can probably get with him. I think he's in California too. Okay? I'm tired of depending on white folks. I'm serious. I'm tired of depending on white folks. I'm sick of what I'm not depending on them for nothing else. I want to hurt them in their pockets. The same way they hurt us all the time. The only way that we can really literally hurt them is in their pockets. That's the only way. So what do we do? I'm just saying, we can sit here and say, you know, we can sit here all day long and complain and do nothing. Or we can get off our butts and make it happen, make plans to be free and do something. But a lot of people, we've been talking. I'm tired of talking. I've decided to do something. Now, I would prefer to work with, you know, several people on this one project. So if there are some other areas, people in the North Carolina area that want to work with me, feel free, because eventually my end goal is to move to Africa. I think a lot of people already know that. So guess what? Whoever reset this up, I'm out. I am not going to stay in America. I've already, you know, been checking. I'm getting ready to go on the trip. I'm not going to say exactly when, but it's being planned now. So my goal, my end goal is to be in Africa, Tanzania, Kigali, which is Rwanda, somewhere up in there. Okay, I'm just saying. So whoever's starting with me, I'm going to leave it to them, and they can make it happen and keep it going. The GoFundMe will be there, and they can do pledges, and people can pledge $50 a month. They can pledge $100 a month. They can pledge $1,000. They can pledge $10. I don't care. Long as that rent get paid, and I'll try to pay it up for at least 5 months. Wherever we go, I'll try to pay the rent up for at least 5 months, 5 or 6 months. That way, for 5 or 6 months, you can concentrate on doing something else, but you still, in the meantime, have to save that money up and use your pledges. So we get 100 people to pledge $100 a month or $50 a month or whatever. I don't care if you do $10 a month. But if we have enough people, we will have enough to pay $500 in rent a month if you have enough people pledging enough pledges. I'm just saying, okay? But I do believe that we could sit here and complain about white folks for the next 20 years. We've been complaining since I've been born, and nothing's changed. We can complain about the Coons. We can complain about the Al Sharpton's. We can complain about the Jesse Jackson. We can complain about the Stacey Abrams, the Obamas. We can complain about the Coons. We can complain about the Harvey, you know, not the Harvey, the Roland Martins. We can complain about all of the folks, the Coons. We can complain about Steve Harvey. We can complain about them all day long. But what are we doing about it? Are we making any plans to do anything different? Or are we going to just sit here and talk about the Coons and the bootlicks and what they're not doing? Who cares? They're going to be them. Those are the two-thirds, okay? And I do believe two-thirds are going to die. And two-thirds are going to die because we're so busy trying to integrate with white folks. And this is why we are dying of COVID. And I just heard something with Lisa Gabero. And Lisa Gabero said on her thing about the COVID. And she said that they have been fudging the numbers. More white folk are dying than black folk. I knew that from the beginning. Because when it first came, France and Italy, they were dropping like flies in France and Italy. But you have to understand, they took that flu shot. 2 months before the COVID hit, they took a flu shot. So a lot of them died. So France and Italy and Europe just opened back up. Okay? Yes, yes, yes. We want something different. We have to, I like that. Yep, you're right. If we want something different, we got to make it. Yep. I'm just reading your comment, Septia. Even with the people that you say professionals, I have a large 5-year professional, even with the clinic, because eventually I want to keep the GoFundMe up because we can do the clinic too. We can start collecting for the clinic. Once we get the store, the community store up, then we can, you know, I want to get a letterhead. I'm going to have my daughter to type me up a letter. And I did decide, we decided to call it the New Beginning, okay, calling it New Beginning Community Store. New Beginning, how that sound? NBCW. But if you guys got another name, please help me out. We can call it that. But right now, I was just coming up with something. I'm gonna do a business plan. I'm gonna get a letter so I can send it out to different companies. I don't expect them to do anything or help, whatever. But I'm still send it. Okay? They can do donations. They can maybe give canned goods or something. But I figured if I give to Walmart, I don't know. I'm just reaching here. I don't know. I don't know everything yet. I'm just going plan by plan. But I'm just trying to see what's gonna work. Exactly. A large segment of black people have not been affected. Just like in Africa. Africa's not dying. You know what part is? South Africa, the part where all the white folk at. They died like flies. I'm telling you. They weren't dying as much. I shouldn't say not over there, but over here they are. But over there they're getting sick, but they're not dying. But people ought to understand that wasn't for us. That's for people being disobedient. Okay, some black folk died. I'm not gonna say they didn't. Some black folk did die. But you have to understand we were being disobedient. We have been disobedient for a long time by integrating with them, marrying them, having children with them, and you have mixed your seed. So for any man out here that's married to a white woman, you have just mixed your seed. So your seed is not even an Israelite seed. I'm just saying. And men don't even know that because they were taught, oh, you are what your father is. No, if your mother's white, your seed is not Israelite. If your mom is black and the man is black and he's Israel and you're Israel and the woman's Israel, then it's an Israelite baby. But if even if it's a black or a woman with a white man, your seed definitely, because he's white, you know, your seed is coming from him. So guess what? Your children are not Israelite. So I'm just saying, I just wanted to throw that out there. But, yeah. A lot of black people are not dying from that. It was good. It's Lisa Gabero. You guys go on YouTube. You can pull that up. And I think it's talking about the black and white COVID, and you see a big old COVID sign. And you see white at top and black at the bottom. It talks about the COVID and how the CDC was caught cheating and fudging the numbers. It's really out there. So I keep telling people, because a lot of black folk, you see black folk masked up. the white folks are setting each other up because they thinking it's us, and they've been saying it's us, and they set themselves up just like they set each other up when they had that opiates, right? The doctors wouldn't give the black people the opiates because they said, oh, they're going to sell that, or they're going to do this, that, and the other with it. They really not in pain and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? They set them up, and they made drug addicts out of their own because they had a new that was the end result would have been a lot of us dying, or they would have gave us some opiates for free. They would have gave them to us. They would have put them out on the street corner for us like they did the drugs. I'm just saying. Yes, I'm sure. Wow, I bet you have. I bet you have. I bet you have. But I'm going to give you that letterhead, and I'm going to give you the GoFundMe, and you can put it on your page. So after we're done with the show, I'm going to put it in the comment section of this. Even on my, you go on my YouTube page, which is because it's a trick. You'll see. I do Hard Truths also. That was my Gmail because I have two Gmails. I have that I use for the show is Hard Truths, and I'll put it in there. Let me see where else, and I'll put it in the comments here. Okay, but yeah, talk to people about the GoFundMe, and we could take pledges if somebody wants to do a pledge. And every month, $10, every month, $5. I don't care if it's $2. I don't care. If we get enough money, we can do the $500. I wanted to pay it up at least for 6 months, at least. Okay? So at least for that $500, let me see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, that'd be $3,000. Okay? That'd be $3,000 for a whole 6 months worth of rent. Okay? Just to make sure, well, probably $3,500 because you've got to probably pay an extra $500 down. But I'm just saying, like I said, if we want to do this, family, we can do this. We can make it happen. We can have this thing up within 2 months, a month. Get the place, get the money, buy it. I'm looking for the canned goods now to see where can we buy it. There's a black grocery store in Georgia, okay? I don't know if you guys remember or not. It's a black grocery store. If we can find out where they're getting their canned goods from, maybe they'll let us order from them, okay? So we'll see. I'm just saying, it's time to be about it. Creating our new reality, family. Woo! That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Yes. That 20, 30-year-old, 40, you pushing it. 50, forget it. I'm just saying, 50-year-old, you know, they're just still Biden babies. I'm still, even though we grew up seeing what Biden was doing and seeing how he hurt our black community, they still voted for him. That just blows me away. I don't understand that theory. I don't understand it. How do you vote for somebody that came in? That's just like me allowing a molester to come in and babysit my children, just taking my child who has molested kids and saying, hey, I want you to babysit. But we trusted a man that showed us that he's a pedophile. He's shown us. There's plenty of videos out there how he hates black people. And we trusted him, and we gave him our vote. We gave him our vote. Go make it make sense. Make it make sense. I don't understand. I'm going to put it in the comments. I'm going to see if I can pull it up right now. I got it on my phone because I was trying to put it in the comments, but it wouldn't let me. But let me show you what it is. And I have a picture of a photo of a store on there. I actually went to the – I have a video. I'm going to see if I can show it to you guys in a minute. Let's see. It's GoFundMe, man. Hold on. Let me see. How can I put this on here? I got it on my Facebook page. If you can go to Consider Cheek, that's my Facebook page. Or either I can put it – I don't know how to put it in the comments on here. I don't want to mess this up. Computer may crash or it may go down. But I did put it in for $5,000. I'm just trying. I don't want to scare people. And we can always extend it, you know, or we can just leave it, let the $5,000 roll. But it says, hold on. Go under GoFundMe and look for, I put it under communities. Sign in. Okay. I already signed in. Trying to wait. Hold on, my phone is full sometimes. I'm trying to get the, I think it'll let me do it this way. Oh, come on, Bang. I ain't got time to mess with you. Wonder if I could do it because I'm online or no. It may not let me do it because I do blog talk at the same time. So it's not letting me, hold on, get on, I think. Hold on. I'm going to show it to you. As soon as it pop up, there's no way you get to see it. But I thought we'd start small. But I did, when you, you know, earlier I was telling other people that, say, for instance, we have people on here that want a website as far as like a child, you know, for toys or for children's clothing. AliExpress, which is in China, you can go on there and you can hook up with them. You have to first get a Shopify account. And oh, wow. That you're involved. My husband, I'm trying to see. I'm not supposed to go for with him. You said you're involved with, oh, here it is, here it is, here it is, here it is, here it is. I want you to see it. This is the GoFundMe. I'm going to just let you, this is it right here. And can y'all see that? Okay, it's called the New Beginnings Community Store. Okay. I wonder if I, hold on, let me go up here. Okay, how do I get you guys on there? Oh, let me see. I do have a video. I want you to see a little video that I showed, that I shot earlier. I am, after the video, after it uploads, the GoFundMe will be in the comments. How about that? Okay. And also, if you go to hardtruth@gmail.com or hardtruth on Facebook, and I'll put it on there also. Okay. But I have a video I want to show you. I did yesterday. I was peeking through the window. I had talked to a lady about this place yesterday. And see if I can pull it up here and kind of show it. I seen like three places yesterday that I was interested in. And the one that you see the picture of was the nicest. Okay. I have a little detail. Let's see. I see it. Oh, shoot. I don't think. Hold on. There you go. Hold on. Oh, come on. I don't know if I'm going to play it. Okay, hold on. Can I play video during the call? Dang, okay, I'm on a call, so it's not going to let me, because I am on Blog Talk also. But it was just a shop, you know, just inside of the door, and I was kind of looking inside a little bit, and it was huge. It was a nice space. But it's more information is coming. So if you go into GoFundMe, I wonder if you go in the community and pull up what I said, the new beginning, and see if that'll come up for you. But yeah, okay. But yeah, I'm gonna put all the information in the comments after the video because I can't, because I'm doing Blog Talk too at the same time, and it's not gonna let me do it. So Blog Talk. I'm doing videos, both of them today, YouTube and Blog Talk. Any questions that I can answer for you guys? You know, as far as because we did explain how you can connect with Shopify and GoDaddy, and those are the two. That's how I did it before when I did a website, and it's only $30. Nothing, I think $10 for the GoFundMe domain. So once you pick your number, your name, and you have to go to GoDaddy and connect it to a domain, and it's like $7 to $10 for a year. So it's not that much. And then Shopify, it gives you 15 to 30 days free. So if you do build a website, and they do help you step by step, it's not hard at all. You can call in. They give you a number. They will go step by step. And some, I mean, I've even had them to do it for me. And then you can hook it to AliExpress. And AliExpress, if you want to pull that up, you guys, AliExpress is, I'm going to show you real quick here on my thing. It has everything you need, clothing, shoes, toys. And it would have been a good thing for somebody that wanted to do, like, kids' toys. But I think it might be too late right now. Because shipment for them is unbelievable. If you had wanted to do toys and stuff, I would have started with them like in October, because it takes like about 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks to get. And it's called AliExpress.com, and you'll go into there, and new arrivals, they have everything. But I'm just going to show you, I'm going to show you just a little bit about AliExpress here, if I can get it to come up, because I am on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. I will found it. Okay. But yeah, if you go under Hard Truth, I think I gave you that. I'm going to Chair, HARTRUTHZ12. That's my Facebook. Dang, I keep thinking I'm typing and I ain't typing nothing. HARTRUTHZ12 is my Facebook page, okay? And that's also the email if you want to go into their Heart Truth 12. Okay. I did put it in the comments. Okay. That's the Gmail. And that is my Facebook page on the Heart Truth. I also have another Facebook page, but I'm going to put all of that information also into my Heart Truth. Now, let me show you. This is a kid. Go to the end. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I will. Let me just show you. This is AliExpress, you guys. I just want to show you. AliExpress. I don't know if you'll be. Okay. I have to do this backwards. And shoot, I'm backwards here. Okay. And they have like different toys and, you know, things like that on there. And you can kind of just go up here and put in what you want to see. You want to do clothes, you want to do toys. And that right there, let me see if I can, they have jewelry. If you want to have a jewelry store, if you want to do sewing, you know, like jewelry, accessories, they have men's fashion. They have tech, like computers. Say, for instance, computers, they have mouses. You have, let me see, do they have toys on here? I see jewelry. Let me see if they have toys. Hold on. I'm going to search for toys and see. Toys. I'm going to put in toys and see, because I'm just saying this. I'm just trying to give you guys an idea of a different business that we can start. And I was thinking, Septia, about allowing vendors. Oh, they do have toys. Let me show you. Oh, wow, they do. And they're it's super cheap. You have, like, toys for... I mean, they have, yeah, going to AliExpress, and I'm going to show you a little bit about what they do have. They do have toys up here, okay? So they do have toys, and you just have to, you know, press and it's on there what you want. Men's clothing, they have men's clothing also. They have baby clothes. So if you want to do a child's website, babies sell a lot of stuff. Let me see. I did send you, okay, I got the email. Give me the website, please. I'll send money on my family doing Kwanzaa and Christmas time. Okay. I will. AliExpress, I'm going to put that in there. If anybody wants to go into there, AliExpress.com. And I think this is what kind of what we're going to start doing. We're going to start trying to teach black folk how to be free. I'm giving cheap ways of us owning our own. Okay, if you do a website, you guys, just know that if they order something and you hooked in with AliExpress, so if you build your website through Wix.com or Shopify, you're going to pay them a $30 fee, and that's going to be it for the month, and somebody comes on your webpage, the only thing about that, you'll have to buy it from Ali, ship it to them, but the people, and then they'll send you the money because they just, Shopify will send you the money, but you have to first pay the money, and they'll reimburse you the money that came from the client, okay? But they won't tell you where it came from. They'll just ship it. No labels will be on there. They'll just say it's from you, and you don't have to tell people what you're doing and how you're doing, okay? And you can put your own price on there. So you may buy something for $3, and you may sell it for $20. I'm just saying, that's how much of a some of this stuff, you may buy a pair of shoes for $3, and you may sell them on your website for $25. So you just made $21, $22. I'm just saying, it's time for us to be free, okay? Let me see what you're saying. You know what? The only thing is not. We don't have a lot of black-owned sites. That's the only thing. AliExpress is not. It's not black-owned. I don't know of any black-owned shops where we can, you know, you're up front. I mean, you got to get it from somewhere. But, I mean, that would be something great for us to invent. I'm just saying, I don't know where else to go to get stuff. Maybe is there any black-owned spots that you know of up here that we can shop from? You know, that they would do like a shop. It's called drop shipping. That's what it's called. Well, you don't have to touch any of the merchandise. You can order it and ship it out from them. If you know of any black, I don't know. And that's a good, I mean, I'm not, yeah, you're right. Trying to see. What about, does Boyce Watkins have anything on his black, the shop? Because shopfnq.com, I think that's, you know, Fly Nubian, you know, Vicky talks about all the time, right? So you might want to go and shop there. I'm just saying, I don't know, you know, I was just trying to see where we can, you know, hook in for now, you know, but I do want to look into that black-owned grocery store in Georgia, where I know they have, they do have a store, and find out where they're getting their merchandise from, okay? And I'm going to type up a letter. I'm going to have my daughter type it up on the headlines, our New Beginnings Community Store headline, okay? It's going to have the heading, and I'm going to order that from, I don't know any black people that do any of this work. So you guys, we don't need paper. I need some business cards, some black-owned folks that do business cards, if you can put them in the comments. I do want to stay black, and I want to shop back black. I'm just trying to help us to get free, girl. Any way we can, you guys. I just want us to be free. I want to hurt these white folks so bad, and the only way I know to do it is in their pocket. Okay? But I know that there got to be, look, let me check, there's got to be some black-owned, hold on, let me see what black-owned businesses online. Hey, you know what? I know we can find them on Facebook. Try Facebook. I know we have some black-owned businesses. I'm seeing Etsy black-owned shop, but Etsy is not a black-owned website. You know what I'm saying? But if you order it to them, they're going to get, you know, that money. But I know on Facebook, they do have, you can go in there and ask, you know, because Facebook has those different groups. So whatever you're looking for, I would look it up on Facebook and order from them, okay? I'm just saying, let's try to pull back as much as we can and order as much as we can black, okay? I'm trying to see what else gifts from black-owned shop, okay? Oh, okay. Let's see what we got. Telling me it's not showing me. Well, Etsy is one, and I put in black-owned shop. Etsy, I put black-owned, and Etsy shop came up with black-owned owners, okay? Fly Nubian Queen, I think, has a website, okay? Facebook, let me put in for Facebook and see what they have on Facebook. You know, we never know. I'm hoping that I am helping you guys. I put in black businesses on Facebook, and let's see what we come up with. It says Black Businesswoman Network, Greensboro Black Cash Mob Crew, and We Buy Black Triad, okay. Black owners, black business owners, okay. Black Business Bootcamp, Black Owned Matters, now posted a new black businesses, okay. They do have black owned businesses. Black owned business in Vegas. Jamal Green, okay, he's not, well, he's black, but this is support team. We have black-owned businesses list and support team. I see that. Okay, so on Facebook, you can go through Facebook and find some black-owned businesses. So I'm telling you, this is where I would shop. If I'm going to shop, I'm shopping, and I don't do Christmas, but I will do Kwanzaa. My daughter wants us to think about Kwanzaa. I don't know much about Kwanzaa, but I was going to, and except here, I think you said something about Kwanzaa. Maybe. I'm going to give you my phone. Well, I can't give it to you on air, but put it in here, and maybe you could take it down, and I'm going to take it off, okay? I'm going to put it in here, maybe sometime you can call me. Okay, I'm going to put it in here and I'm going to take it off, so hopefully you'll get it, okay? I'll be able to remove it, I hope. Okay, so I'll put it in there. But I want you to call me sometime because I want more information about Kwanzaa because my daughter wants us to celebrate Kwanzaa. So, you know, maybe we can, you know, do Kwanzaa thing. I don't know much about it. Because they want to do something, and I told I would do research about it. So, and I'm going to take it. I hope you got it, because I'm a little... Oh, Jesus, I don't know if I can take it off. Good Lord, Jacob. I don't think I can take it off. Lord, I put my phone up on it. I have to take it off in the comment section. I'll take it off. I should have went into the private chat and did it. Oh, yeah. Okay, that'll be cool. Yeah, it'll be cool. Check out, you know, some accountant printers because I do want to get some letterhead because I want to hit, you know, I want to have something with a letterhead in case somebody, you know, want to donate something. Then they may need a letterhead as far as, you know, what we're trying to do. A couple of people I did talk to, they was asking questions and they wanted me to, you know, have it on letterhead. And I told them, I said, we're just starting. This is a new idea. So we're just starting. So a lot of stuff we don't have done, but I am going to go to the business thing. I could have went today. I should have went today. Duh. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm off today. I could have went down there today. I'll call and see because a lot of places are shut down, so we have to do it on internet. Okay. So I'll check into that, and I'll have more information. I will keep you guys updated as far as how full transparency. Any questions, we'll be able to back it up. We'll have the paperwork to prove it as far as what we're trying to do, okay? I am going to put my first $50 in, okay? I'm going to start with $50 and maybe every 2 weeks I'll put $50 in, you know, because I think when people see that you're excited about your own idea, then I think that'll you got to have skin in the game. You can't just say, oh, this is what we're doing and nobody's doing anything. So I'm going to put skin in the game, okay? I'm going to put my first $50 in Friday, and that way, and a few people at work I've talked about, but I want to put it on letterhead so I can show them what we're trying to do and give them the website and everything. And I think when people see that you're trying, people see that you're trying to make a difference, people see that you're doing something, I think a lot of more people will jump on board. Once Black people see that you're doing it, they may say something at first, but then once they see you continue to do it, they'll jump on and they'll help out also. So I'm just looking for more people to help. I can't do it by myself. I'm not even trying to. But I am also looking for somebody in the future to take it over because I told you my thing is not to be here. My cue, my last step is going to be in Africa. I am removing myself from America, and that will be where I plan to live, okay? Yes, we will get it done. Yes. And you know what? I should have sent you mine also in email. I didn't think about it, but that's okay. And then the creeps that I be calling my phone, I know that much. Y'all, look, I got Lucy waiting on y'all. Come on here and bother me if you want to. We got Lucy over here. I should have did that. I didn't think about it. We're going to get it done, yes. We're going to get it done. And hope it'll be a crew of us that'll get it done in different areas, and it'll catch on nationwide. I'm just saying. Because I'll show anybody how to do anything. I'll show you how I did it. I'll show you the steps I had to go, but I'm just transparent like that. I'll show anybody. So, but I do appreciate everybody that tuned in. I'm trying to think about, did we forget anything? Did I forget to mention, let me see, just a quick, because like I said, we complain about Mexicans doing this, and we see people doing that, and we, you know, we look at them, and I'd be like, well, how you do that? And I'm always asking questions, because I look at this, and I say, hey, if you can do it, I can do it. I look at all of it, and I'm like, okay, let me check this out. Let me see how we can do this over here. Let me see. I am really hoping that other people will catch on. I'm really hoping that this will catch on and go nationwide. Because I know I've been talking a couple years about holding our money for Christmas, but if we don't have something to replace it with, people aren't going to hold it. You have to have something. I'm sorry, to replace it with, okay? If we tell people to quit eating cakes or quit eating junk food and we don't have something healthy to replace it with, people aren't going to stop eating anything. You know, they're just going to keep on doing what they've been doing until something new or something improved comes along better. Okay, just like them little veggie burgers. Okay, Burger King, they still eat Burger King, but they have a plant-based, right? So a lot of people say, okay, I don't want Burger King anymore, but I'll try this new burger, and that's what they're eating, the plant-based burgers. Okay, I don't know. I've never tasted it, but Burger King gave them a new alternative for the vegans to eat. Okay, so we have to give our people a new alternative to shopping at Walmart. Okay, and I think this right here will give them a new alternative and shopping at our new community store. Okay, when I'm trying to be about it and not just on the internet, because I was listening to one young lady and she was talking about the church and why are black people still in the predicament we're in. And they, you know, she was saying, well, the church, and, you know, they were supposed to teach that, this, that, and the other. And if anybody knows, the church stole black people out a long time ago. They never told us anything how to live. They never put a code of behavior in us. They never talked to us about our heritage or culture. They never talked to us about where we came from. They never talked to us about family. They never talked to our men about being fathers or women about being mothers. They never talk about anything. They just say, well, let people be, you know, come to church, you get a message, you pay your money, and you go. And the same thing next week, you pay your message, you get your message, you come there, you sit there, you may look right, you may not. They won't say anything to anybody because you don't want to run anybody away, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but you weren't taught how to walk this walk. You weren't taught how to live life. You weren't taught how to invest. You weren't taught about how to, you know, any job skills. You weren't taught how to own a home. You weren't taught how to invest in the stock market. Nothing was we taught in church. I don't know what we were doing there so many years, but I knew it wasn't working. So, and I used to talk to my pastor, this is not working for me. What is there another way? You know, well, that's all they knew. And I think for so long we were blinded. And so that's all we knew, and that's all we didn't know anything else. But now people are waking up, and they're like, this it's more to this than that. It's more to black folk than slavery. We came from somewhere. So as soon as we find out where we came from, knowing our history, we won't repeat it. But you know they're trying to get rid of slavery, right? They're trying to say that we were aboriginals, all of that we came here, you know, by, you know, choice. We weren't kidnapped. We weren't beaten, raped, and murdered, and burned, and hung. I'm just saying, okay? But you have to understand which your history. If you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it, right? I'm just saying, okay? Let me read this up. Yes, we can all contribute, yes. Yes, it's all about us, okay? Many of us have to get out of a comfort zone, yes. And it's about us doing for us, and it's about us getting busy. And it's not about black and brown. It's about black folk right now. Because we've thought about everybody else for so long except ourselves. And now it's time for us to think of ourselves, and we don't know how to do that. We always look at other people. Well, is it okay if I talk about this? It has gotten to a place where we don't even want to talk about us being black. We whisper that, well, you know black folk this. No. Why are we whispering? You know, when they start whispering, I'd be like, well, what you whispering? Why are we whispering? We're black. Chinese talk about Chinese issues. Germans talk about German issues. Jews talk about Jewish issues. Asians talk about Asian issues. Indians talk about Indian issues. So why can't we talk about black issues? But that's something that our churches didn't do. Yes, they didn't talk about economic empowerment. No, they didn't talk about any of it. They didn't talk about it. It was, oh, you didn't talk about that. You just talked about, you know, God is going to work it out. And we shout about it. And we came on out, and we still broke. We were still hungry. We were still, you know, still needing that light bill was due. Okay? And we still, some of us were sitting in the dark. Because I remember one time we were sitting in the dark. I'm just saying, you know, but God is going to work it out. And we shouted about it. And we shouted about it. And we got done. We came out the church door. The bills hit you in the face, and you're depressed again. Okay, we're going to be depressed till Wednesday if we go to Bible study, or next Sunday if we didn't, right? I'm just saying. It's time for us to do better, family. This is our opportunity right here, right now. I've given you ways to be free. I've told you about your own Shopify. I've told you about your own website. I've told you about, you know, we get on Facebook and find out where the black businesses are. Let's get some black businesses. Let's give them some money. Let's help these black businesses to survive. Let's help each other. If you got a business, I got a business, we come together, we work it out. Stop buying from Walmart. Buy from your black sister and brother. And if you go there, they got attitude, Come here. Talk to them. Pull them aside. Look now, I'm trying to find a new place to shop. I can't take the attitude. But guess what? You take Walmart's attitude. We've been taking Walmart's. You take Chinese attitude. They tell you what to do, what not to do, how to do it. And they be nasty about it, don't they? But we still do it, right? But we're going to be hard. We get him a pass. We won't give your brother or sister a pass that's frustrated. It's probably frustrated because, dang, I got the money to fix this. I ain't got the money I need to do this. You know, trying to run a business, you running it on nothing. And white folks got the money to run there adequately, and they still treat you like dirt. And we got our sister over here struggling, but she got a great personality, got a great business, got some great food, but we won't even patronize her. We got to get this right. But you have to understand that that's where Willie Lynch came from. Willie Lynch told you that we have to distrust each other. The only ones that we can trust is our oppressor. That's what Willie Lynch was about. That's what Willie Lynch was about. Willie Lynch taught you that you can only trust white folks, and you have to look at your own and distrust your own. I'm just saying, we're still working in that mentality. Now that we know that that's where it came from, how are we going to break it? I don't go against my own. I don't say nothing negative about my own. I don't care what. I don't even talk about R. Kelly. I don't agree what he did, but I'm not going to get online. I may come in our circle and say, you know what, bro, you shouldn't do that. But I'm also get on them parents. I'm just saying. But I will never argue. I would never argue you know, with a white person as far as agreeing with them. I would never agree with them as far as my brother's concerned. And then when I see black folks doing, I tell them, Negroes, stand down. We don't hop on their bandwagon. They can talk about, they ain't talking about Cal today. When that little 17-year-old thug set up there and he killed somebody, he murdered two people, and they let him out of jail. We don't talk about, they don't talk about, I didn't see one kind of negative comment about that boy. He was defending himself. How in the heck you defending yourself when you ain't got nothing to defend? You 17, you don't own nothing. Who are you, what are you defending? You aren't defending nothing. You shouldn't have been down there. You lived in, up somewhere else, and you lived in Chicago somewhere, and you crossed the line, crossed the borders, and went in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Your parents, whoever drove you down, they should have been arrested, but nobody said anything about that. His mom and dad, because I don't know who bought him the gun, I don't know what happened, but his whole family should have been arrested. I'm just saying. We got to get it together. Yes, yes. A lot of people are a very feeling group. Yes, our people. But a lot of that energy is misdirected. Yes, ma'am. And sisters that sell on the streets. Yes, I buy from them also. Yes, I do. I do. I'd rather buy for them. And I think that's how another way of us getting our business. I've seen them start to sell dinners in the tent. I have a brother that we go to, and I'm thinking about going there today. No, I'm going to cook other stuff. No. But I'm just saying, he sells barbecue. I don't eat ribs, though, you know, the pork. But I'm just saying, he sells barbecue, hot dogs, polishes. He sells fish dinners. He sells hamburgers. I mean, he sells, and he's outside grilling it. Everything is cooked on the grill. And it's good, too. I'm just saying. And it started outside, and he ran through the store. He out there. All year round, he's out there. But I'm just saying, this is how we have to start. This is how we have to start to get one of them tents. And just like if you were a motor, a mechanic, if you have a driveway, or if you have, like, if you see a parking lot, an empty parking lot, and you can pull up one of them canopies, you can fix cars in that. I'm just saying, it's different ways to start your business, you guys. If we're really serious about this, we have to be about it. It doesn't take a whole lot. We got a whole lot of folks just getting ready to get their income tax, January, February, March. Hold on to income tax, because I know a lot of people stop, don't buy them raggedy cars. Stop, you guys, stop. Please don't go and spend $15,000, $10,000, $8,000, $6,000, $5,000 on a car that's only going to last you 30 days. By the time you get the tags, it's going to be done. I'm just saying, I've seen that. I've seen people get these cars, and you know these people waiting for, oh, God, I wish somebody could get it. I know a brother in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, I wish I could find his card. Oh, my goodness. He's got cars, a brother, black man. If you guys are going to go and buy a car, oh, my goodness, I got to get this information. Oh, my goodness, I don't want to leave. I'm going to leave it because I want to. Hold on, you guys. Hold on, I got to do it. Okay. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I can't find his information. I'm gonna find it. It's Caroline. It's Caroline. Oh, Caroline. Oh, Arnold. I'm gonna look it up right now. It is Caroline Arnold. Okay, and he's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Caroline Otto, he's black. I'm telling you, he got some good cars. If you want to buy a car, in Charlotte. Let me see the number. Let me see. Carolina. I think that's the name of it. Oh, shoot. Oh, it's fine. I don't import. Oh, dang. You know what? Okay, I'm going to put that in comments, too, because I'm going to find his information. And I am going to put it in comments because I think somebody on my job needed his card, and I took it to work. I took it off the counter. But I want you guys to patronize our brother, okay? This is what I'm saying. We have to patronize us. If we don't take care of us, who's going to take care of us for? Nobody. But I'm going to put his information in the comments also. It's time for us to do something different. I'm serious. Don't go out there and buy a car that's going to last you 3 months or 2 months or 30 days, and then it's on the side of the road. Why would you spend that much? You can save that money. If you've been without a car all this time, save that money. Excuse me, get your business going, and then you'll have enough money. And you can buy a car under your business license, okay, under your business. You can buy a car under your business, and it's easier. And I've seen different YouTube videos, but I don't know a whole lot about it, but I was thinking about doing it myself, so I'm just saying. But I mean, I don't think I'm going to buy another car right now because I'm trying to decide on my move, and I can take my car with me, but I don't want to take my car to Africa. I'm not going to do all that, but I'm just saying, okay? But let's make sure that we are buying black, and this is the only way that we are going to hurt America. If they're hurting you, you hurt them back, okay? But that's not what we're doing. We're not trying to hurt, you know, we don't want to do that. We want to love on our enemies. Let's see what you're saying, Satira. Your presence will have you hating your people and loving your, yeah. That, oh, I need to put that one up there, too. I tell you, girl, you are on the ball here. You are on the ball. And you are so right. You're so right. Because immediately, once we see our own, we automatically go negative with them. We automatically, you know, got a negative thought. And we should be more active, and we should be more conscious of our thoughts against each other and just stop going there. We have to be more conscious of what we're thinking when we see each other. And if you're thinking bad thoughts when you see your brother, you need to repent and you need to pray about that. I'm serious. Ask Joshua to get – you got to replace those thoughts with your brother. You got to replace it with good thoughts. Now, the ones you're supposed to be having those bad thoughts with, we won't. A brother that I bought a double from recently was selling it at, what, $25 a pop. Okay. People were saying that it was priced. His prices were too high, but willing to pay. And yes! Oh, my. Oh, God. Girl, I got to put that on there, too. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, and you're right. Up here, yes. We will do that in a minute. You'll go over there. Just like I told you about Thanksgiving Day, I think it was. My husband wanted the chicken, right? Nobody was open but a Chinese restaurant. And I do not. I told him I'm not eating it. I don't care. I don't buy from them. I'm serious. It's especially them. Okay. So he went there, and he came back. I didn't know that at first he was going to Food Lion, with the store here was closed. So he went somewhere else, right? He came back with chicken. I said, oh, where you get chicken from? He said, oh, we stuffed it up. And I looked at him, and I'm like, I'm not eating that. Okay, automatically got that, too. So, of course, he put it in the oven. And I told you, I think I talked about this last week. Put it in the oven, and we cooked it for, like, maybe 45 minutes. It's supposed to be a little tender. I said, okay, 45 minutes. Take it out. I was going to put a little sauce on there and then put it back in, you know, and it would have been good. Girl, I took that thing out 45 minutes. I don't know what kind of chicken that was, no chicken. I'm serious. It was gummy. It was rubbery. I couldn't even, like, pull a leg. And I said, honey, I said, look at this. You know, because at first he had the top off. And I said, no, we're going to cover it, put a little water in. I'm just going to steam it. And, you know, it cooks better with a little water in the pot and da-da-da. That thing never got, I don't know what kind of bird that was. I don't know if they went, I don't know where they got their chicken from. I don't know where, but it wasn't no chicken. I promise you, I don't know what it was. It never cooked. It was so... I cooked it for 15 more minutes, like an hour. Chicken don't take an hour. I mean, I'm just saying, if you want it, baking it, and, you know, you got your water, you got your little steam going, it 45 minutes, you know, hour at least, it's going to be good. That thing never cooked. That thing was still tough. I don't know what kind of bird that was. I don't know where they got that bird. I don't know. I didn't eat it. Because I looked at it, I said, I'm not eating that. I don't know what it is. Because ain't no chicken going to be that tough. And that I mean, you couldn't even, you know how you can break a little piece off the leg? I couldn't even do that. I couldn't even, girl, I don't know what that stuff was. He's still here to tell about it, but I wouldn't eat it. I'm just saying. But, so yeah, Facebook got some black, you know, ideas, some black owners, black businesses. Please, 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 you guys, check Facebook. Let's bankrupt this country. If you are afraid and you're tired of what you're getting from white folk, this is one way to hurt them. Pocket. Christmas is coming. Start ordering your stuff now. This is December 18th. I mean, Lord have mercy, December 18th. This is December 8th, right? We can start ordering stuff, and it should be back. I am going to order a head wrap. I've seen the girl on Facebook. I got one from her, and I wore this orange. It's beautiful. I need another one, so I'm going to go with her. It's going to be, you know, so it's going to be a gift for somebody. I think we do seven. I don't know much. I said I don't know much about Kwanzaa, but I think we're going to do Kwanzaa this year, which is more family, which is more blackish, and we're going to do something different. Last year we didn't really celebrate, you know, just like, you know, Thanksgiving, we don't celebrate that. I don't see anything to be thankful for. You just massacred millions of Indians. So why am I going to be thankful for that? Okay. Anyway, I do appreciate everybody. I hope I covered everything. If anybody have any questions, please DM me, please. Go to my Facebook page or go to hearttruth@gmail.com. I do have it in the comments somewhere. If you any questions, comments, I appreciate everybody that came. Everybody that had, you know, something to say, everybody that, you know, that participated. I think I appreciate everybody that even comes, that's going to come and look at the live after we're done, okay? I am just so appreciative of you guys, and I thank you for your help, and I hope that the information gets out about the community store. It's called The New Beginning. The New Beginning, yep. I still have to look it up because it's so cute. Okay, it is the New Beginning Community Store, you guys. The New Beginning Community Store. I'm putting it in the comments. The New Beginning. That is the name of our store, New Beginning. E-G. I'm trying to see how I spell it. I-N-I-N-G, New Beginning. I think that's the beginning. Community Store. Hold on. O-R-E. I think I spelled beginning right. B-E-G. Oh, I need two N's in there, I think. You know, I got glasses. Guys, I got glasses, but I need my new ones coming. Okay, got it right there. We want that dollar to last longer. We're going to start to where that dollar is lasting longer. Really? Oh, my God. That is awesome. I didn't know that. You say that, by the way, that quote was from Malcolm X. I didn't know. That was good to hear it. New Beginning Community Store. Maybe ASS is working with us on. Woo! Yes, I love it. I love it, you guys. I am so excited about New Beginnings. I'm so excited about where it's going. I'm so excited about the idea, and I want, eventually, once we get the store up, we're going to have a clinic. So it's somebody else's turn to do something, okay? I can't be the only one doing stuff, okay? And like I said, eventually, this is going to be somebody else's idea because I'm going to be out, and I'm going to, I have a vision as far as Africa. I want a bread and breakfast, a resort, okay? So get an acre and a half of land, and we going to be building, okay? So I got the plan. I'm a great businesswoman, got great ideas. It's just this right here I need, okay? I'm excited about where all this is going, and I hope everybody else is excited as I am, and you go to the GoFundMe, and I'm going to put it in the comments. After the video is uploaded, I'm going to put it in the comments. I couldn't do it because it wouldn't allow me to do it, and you know, the video while it's going. So after everything is done, I'll put the Hard Truths on there. I'm going to put my Facebook page on there. I'm going to put the Gmail on there, and I'm going to put the GoFundMe, you know, account, so you guys can pass it out and let people know what we're doing so you can share it, okay? I do appreciate each and every person that came, but let's get excited about where we're going, creating our own new reality. And if we're going to be free, it is going to be up to us to do it because we are all we got, you guys. So let's get excited about the future and let's make this thing happen, and we can do it. 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 I remember when Obama said that, but he didn't do it. But we are going to say it, and we are going to do it. So, yes, we can, and that's what he said, yes, we can. But, yes, we can, and we will, okay? We're not going to stick with yes, we can, and don't do nothing. We're going to say yes, we can, and we're going to do it, okay? With that said, family, peace, and have a great one. My computer is so slow. But, yes, Blog Talk, I'm still here, but I'm going to go also. I hope that you guys are ready, and we're going to do some things. We're working on some things, and I'm excited about where we're going. I'm excited about what's happening. I'm excited about the future, and I hope that you guys are going to be with me on this so we can do what we need to do. If you go on Heart Truth, HARDTRUTHZ12. @gmail.com for any questions or any comments or any anything that you want me to research. If you go on there, you'll be able to ask any questions that you have, okay? I do appreciate everybody that tuned in. And with that said, we are going to call it. And I appreciate everybody that tuned in, even the ones that are going to tune in after we're done. I appreciate you. These numbers looking good. Keep up the good work, you guys. Thank you for all of your patience, and thank you for your time. And with that said, peace, family.